Hello, I'm Robert Kramp. Welcome to Experiment of the Week. This time we're going to do a fun science experiment with water balloons. I'm sure most of you have filled a balloon full of water, gone out to find a nice hard surface, dropped it on the ground to get a nice splash. Well, we're going to try that again, but this time we're going to do it in a special way. We're going to use half a water balloon. What's half a water balloon? It's a balloon that's half full of water and half full of air. This time when we drop it on the ground, it bounces. We can even toss it quite a ways in the air. It still bounces. But why? Well, with the balloon that's filled with water, as it hits the ground, all the force is pressing downward. Any sharp points down there are going to get enough pressure to puncture the balloon, have it pop. But with the balloon that's half water and half air, we've got a built-in shock absorber. This time as it hits the ground, the pressure builds up, but the air compresses. Water doesn't. As the air compresses, it absorbs some of that energy from the fall. You never get enough force to puncture the bottom of the balloon. So make yourself some water balloons. Go outside, have some fun, and learn some science. That's all for this time. Have a wonder-filled week. Hello, I'm Robert Kramp. That was a car. Hello, I'm Robert Kramp. Welcome to the Experiment of the Week. Let's do that again. Too much pause. Anything sharp down here is having a trim. Get some water balloons. Have some fun. Let's do that again.